T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Next, I'd like to introduce...
Throw your hands in the air if you's a true player.
Big Booty is my kryptonite.
That boy is good.
Good and terrible.
You shut your mouth.
I think you two dudes are going to become real homies.
Where do we find these guys?
Oh, man, I hate those guys.
This is Sports Daily with Bruce Hertl and Jacob Albright on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
And good morning, everybody. Good to have you with us on a Thursday edition, Sports Daily. Jacob Albright, yours truly. Chad Chambers producing. Jacob, as we get going this morning, hope you're doing well. Love the rumors about Oklahoma and Texas working outside the framework, allegedly, of the Big 12 to dip their toes into the waters of the SEC and see if there's any way that they can make an escape. Inevitably, this is going to be the end game, isn't it? Texas and Oklahoma leaving the conference to its own designs. I don't see any other way. At some point, that's going to happen. Don't know whether it's going to happen now or within the next couple of years, but obviously the fit for Oklahoma and Texas, which has been down this road before, rumors with the SEC, Pac-12, the whole nine yards, it just doesn't seem to be a great fit for either Oklahoma or Texas.
You don't think the SEC is a good fit, or the Big 12 is a good fit?
I think the SEC. I think that Texas and Oklahoma think the Big 12 is not a good fit for them.
Yeah, I could see that. And while that would, you know, it would hurt our feelings, right?
Sure.
I don't know that they're wrong, necessarily. They are sort of banner carriers for the league, even with the lack of Texas football success. It is what it is. Oklahoma certainly has been a banner carrier for the league.
Of course.
And there's more money to be had in the SEC. The story, it's like a nuclear warhead into college athletics yesterday. And I'm not sure that it surprises me all that much, but I just wasn't ready for it. You know, I wasn't ready for the timing. I think that we've all known, whether we want to admit it or not, we're headed down the road of mega conferences. I think there's a lot of stuff happening now in college sports that is going to even more magnify that need, because you're seeing, you're not seeing a dissolving of the NCAA, but you're seeing the NCAA lose a lot of the grasp it's had on college sports, because I think a lot of people are realizing, like, why do we need the NCAA, right?
Right.
We got the NIL thing going now. The NCAA is not really doing anything for us there anyway. Do we really need a league to just sit here and, like, organize tournaments? Can't we just do that ourselves? And so if that is the indication, and it appears to be because the NCAA loses every court battle and everything is changing, then we're very likely going to see this mega conference model exist,
right,
that allows these mega conferences to sort of make their own rules. And how that ends up with postseason play and all these things, I'm not sure. I think in football, you'd still see the CFP as a 12-team expansion, and it worked generally the same way, depending on, you know, how conferences shake out. I mean, it all may happen around the same time, right? Like, we may get all of this in 2 or 3 years, and we just sort of do it all at once. That would be the simplest way to do it, because if you change all the conferences now and then you expand the playoffs and you're doing this like one every other year, it kind of, you know, it's very confusing. Whereas if you could just sort of remodel the system all at one time, that may be more advantageous for everybody. I don't know what this means for the rest of the Big 12. I mean, you got to get on the phone now with every conference across the country, and they got to start talking about, you know, sort of joining forces a little bit. I think in some ways, look, losing Texas and Oklahoma isn't going to be good for anybody in the Big 12, especially if the Big 12 goes away and everybody doesn't have a home somewhere, right? Like, if I'm Kansas State, I'm pretty worried today. If I'm Kansas, I think I'm worried, but the basketball program may carry it wherever it needs to go. You know, if I'm Wichita State, I'm pretty worried today. Because there's going to be a ripple effect, right? Like, what happens? Okay, so the rest of the league goes with the Big 12. So if you're the Big 12, you immediately... I joked yesterday because it was just sort of like a fleeting, fun idea. Well, why doesn't the Big 12, AAC, Mountain West, and whomever just come together and there's you another there's you another super conference? But then I think, well, wait, shoot, bigger than that. Why not go like Big 12 and Pac 12? And then
yes,
just start poaching teams from the other leagues. And then you've got one with the ACC in the Big East, maybe, or whoever, you know, then you could go that way. And then you've got, well, the Big Ten's probably in the next best position behind the Big 12. So does the Big Ten come in regionally and say, you know what, Kansas, you probably belong with us, state of Kansas. So Kansas, Kansas State, you come with us. and then just sort of work your way through that way. And then if you're a school like Wichita State who doesn't play football, is it easier to just sort of slide into one of these leagues as a basketball school, or is it more difficult? I don't know that either. Do you see some, you know, can the A-10 and AAC and Mountain West come together with just sort of that, get everybody that's in that next tier of teams, right? The group of five, get all those together and just, they'll make their own league. I don't know. The possibilities are endless. While they're a little frightening, I think they're also potentially really exciting. If it looks like this all goes this way, it's not exciting if you're, you know, an administrator at one of these universities where TV deals and money could change. But as a fan, just thinking about, well, gosh, who could you add? Because the Big 12 could take a lot of the AAC as it currently stands. You know, the Big 12, if they lose Texas and Oklahoma, SMU, Houston, those teams come on the table. Can a school like Wichita State, as a basketball-only school, come into that conversation? I think they could. I think it would be worth entertaining. Memphis, Cincinnati, could those become Big 12 schools? There's a lot of possibilities there. They'll never replace Texas and Oklahoma. But Texas and Oklahoma have always been, whether we want to admit it or not, always a rung ahead of everybody else in the Big 12. There's no doubting that. There's no real debate about that.
Well, the problem with where we are with the Big 12 right now is that Oklahoma and Texas understand, and it's always been this way, and always is an overstatement, but certainly since the departure of Nebraska and Missouri, it has been this way, and that they control virtually everything. They have the largest sway in the Big 12. And I wonder, Jacob, if you lose those two, we're talking about the Big 12. I had people talking with me yesterday, oh, who would they go get? Well, I don't know. I think the Big 12 has always been a poachable league, and it's been proven to be that. Colorado to the Pac-12, Nebraska to the Big 10, Missouri to the SEC, Texas A&M to the SEC. It's a poachable league. If you take Oklahoma and Texas from it, does it really leave the Big 12 with any kind of viable entity? You're down to eight teams then, and you're down to nary a one that has any... correct me if I'm wrong, and I don't want to overstate it, But you're really, there's not one athletic department that's truly attractive based on what they bring to the table financially for football, which is what we're really talking about here. Now, Kansas is an outlier because of their basketball program. We understand that. Maybe that moves them along. Maybe it doesn't. I don't know. But where is, just show me where it is. I mean, is it TCU? Is it, I don't know if the Big 12 has enough left to maintain a major status minus Oklahoma and Texas, because they've already lost the big players and some other big players in that. Not Colorado.
Yeah, A&M would have been the third, probably.
Right.
Now,
right.
You could go back and try and re-poach Nebraska.
Yeah, you could. No, you're right.
And perhaps Missouri, but again, Missouri has no incentive to leave the SEC. They're probably kind of sitting in the back corner, just like hoping everybody forgets about them and they get to stay, you know?
Right.
I think that, and there's, look, there is, if you're the SEC, like, how attractive is keeping Vanderbilt? How attractive is keeping Missouri? I don't know. I mean, they're big schools. But, you know, there's a lot of that going on. And it that's what sort of begs the question to me. Does the Big 12, do the universities remaining line more up with, like, the very best of the American and the Mountain West? So consider, you know, Houston, Cincinnati, Memphis. Is there more in common with those schools? And I don't know this answer, by the way. I don't know what sort of attractiveness for in the listen. It's all about money, so we got to think about TV here. They're big markets, though. Or
yeah.
A team like, you know, Boise State, Colorado,
right,
State,
BYU,
New Mexico,
like
BYU.
That.
Like,
right.
Are those teams? Yeah. Or is it? None of it's viable, and you just sort of, the Big 12 kind of goes wherever they fit, and the Big 12 goes away. I don't know. I think the Big 12 could lead the way in forming another super conference with some of these other places. I think the Big 12 could absolutely, probably the simplest answer in all of this for the Big 12 and the best is to just join up with the Pac-12. They take the remaining eight, join the Pac-12 and be done with it. Because then you are lining up. Then you are lining up with universities of similar stature outside of probably USC and Oregon at this point for football.
Mm-hmm.
Now you've lined up and you're right there with anybody. Now you're very comparable to all these schools. You've got another Super League. That Super League can go in and sort of poach out whatever they need to fill it out if they need to from the Mountain West probably. And then you look over to the American and say, okay, the American, where does it fit? Or do the American and Mountain West come together and say, let's have the best, let's get a league going right now. We know we don't fit. We know we're not going to totally fit with these other places. Let's make our own league here. We're going to blaze a new trail for ourselves, make some money. We'll get a good TV deal. We'll have an incredible basketball league, And for a football league, look, you could have Boise in there, who's been great year in, year out, and added into some of the American teams that are consistently in there.
Mm-hmm.
Air Force, like, you'd have a really good football league, and you'd have an incredible basketball league. So there's that option too. But you know that the Big Ten's going to come calling for some schools. I don't think the Big Ten and the ACC are going to join up. They're probably both going to look to take something over. And can the Big Ten, if you're Kansas and Kansas State, and Big Ten asks if you want to join in, doesn't that make more sense than the Pac-12? So you may see the Big 12 sort of make a north-south split like that. I don't know. But it's all probably happening. And where it lands, that's the real question. Where do we end with this? Does this now massive SEC league, do they go even bigger than 16 and just try and be done with it? And say, look, all the premier programs, let's just all get together. We'll make our own league. We don't need anybody else. We're going to have like an NFL type. We'll have 35 teams, 32 teams. We'll all come together. We'll take the top teams, and we'll be done with everybody else. I don't know if that's better or worse for anybody. I don't know. I don't know if that's more attractive.
But it may well be the path that we're on. And look,
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
The secret's oat for nourishing your sensitive skin. Start each day with Aveeno's Daily Moisturizing Body Wash in the shower, which gently cleanses and doesn't dry out your skin. Then slather on the Daily Moisturizing Body Lotion for 24 hours of clinically proven hydration. This powerful combo gives you 2 times the moisture in 2 easy steps, thanks to both nourishing oat formulas. Get softer, smoother skin and shop Aveeno now at Target.
There are going to be people out there saying, gee, you know, there's a report in the Houston Chronicle that doesn't even name names, and we're already shifting around the face of college sports. It'll come up again sooner rather than later. It already has. This is the landscape of college sports. And Jacob, to your point, this is where we're going. We're going with the continuing professionalism. Not like there wasn't any that existed anyway. I mean, I think we just have had issues acknowledging it, more on the university level than anything else, ironically. But be that as it may, we are working towards a model that is professional and a model that is based on football money, because that dwarfs everything in college sports. That means everything. That includes college basketball. And I know we live in a part of the country where people just can't get around that, but college football is such a monster. And it drives the engine right now of college sports. It does. But, and we've talked about this a lot, you can't sustain everybody at the same level. There are going to be haves, then there's going to be the next levels and the next levels after that. And we're going to see some form of redefining of the landscape of college football based on the viability of programs to produce television revenue. And the SEC, you can say whatever you want about the SEC. The SEC is not light years, but they're pretty far ahead in this. And I think a superstructure is probably where we are going to go. 20-some teams.
But how do you see that superstructure existing with the other superstructures that would then come?
Like, right.
Is it going to be fine to have 3 superstructures that all come together for the postseason and have some sort of tournament? Because if that's the case, and I would guess that that's the most advantageous way to do it financially, to have massive leagues exist in their regular seasons and then always come together for a postseason. So basically, you have what the NCAA has done forever, or the CFP, but you just have these leagues getting you to that point. March Madness, no different, because that's another one I think a lot about in this scenario. You have a committee of whomever to help you decide, okay, you've all gone through your Super League regular seasons. We're still going to take 68 teams, and we're just going to select them like we always have. We're going to select these teams. We probably need to still allow auto bids from these other leagues, because that's a part of the appeal of the tournament. We can do that. no big deal. We'll take the top. You know, if all the mid majors come together, and you know, you still hope they have some viability into the NCAA tournament. They all come together, and you take whatever, whether however many leagues there are, you just somehow get those teams in there also to have those Cinderella story potential. All of that stuff, or Bruce, maybe we all just think we love Cinderella stories like that, and we do, but maybe we'd also love to just see more of the teams we know make it in every year. Again, what we think and what we do are probably, you know, need to be evaluated. Would we have a problem if they had a big tournament like that and you didn't get to see Coastal Carolina in there? I don't know. I can't answer that question. Would you rather see Coastal Carolina or last year's UCLA, who just sort of edges in and then blows through the tournament? I don't know those answers. I know it's changing, and I know that's uncomfortable. I don't even know if I like the idea of the change. I have no idea. But it's coming, and we've known it's coming. We've been having this conversation
right
for years now. We just now have a report, and it's been verified by plenty of people that are talking now within those programs that, yeah, there is definitely something to this report out of the Houston Chronicle that Texas and Oklahoma's days in the Big 12 as it currently stands appear to be numbered. We've also seen in these situations, Bruce, things get crazy. Like maybe the Big 12 mm-hmm. sees this and makes the move now to create another league. Wait, Texas, Oklahoma. I know you guys want to go to the SEC, but what if we did this? Like, what if we join like this? What if we add, you know, this, and we can get a big TV deal? Look, we're already talking to ESPN. Or look, let's talk about what this could potentially be worth before you make any rash decisions. Because if you're the Big 12 right now, every priority is to keep those two teams and work around them. If you don't have those two teams to work around, you're either going to join up with lower leagues, or you're going to have to just dissolve, I think. I don't think you have enough there. You don't have at that point as much as the Pac-12. You don't have as much as the ACC, the Big Ten. You just don't. If you lose Texas and Oklahoma of the Power Fives, the Big 12 goes to five. And I don't know that it's particularly close at that point.
Right. No, absolutely not. Like I said, I think it would be very difficult for the league to survive that punch in the way that we define it right now. Core teams, small town, Midwest, it doesn't work for the model that college football is headed towards. And it has really kind of been in place now for a while. And it's not like Texas and Oklahoma haven't had wanderlust before. I mean, what was it, 10 years ago was the last shift in college football. But we're not done yet. And this is another really classic illustration of why. Ryan, good to have you with us. 869-1240. Let's go.
Thank you for having me. Good morning, Jacob. Bruce, my question to you is, in this environment of the haves, the mediums, the have-nots, I mean, do you see, and of course, there's been so many pivots just in the last month, but do you see this leading to an environment of, for the bottom, at least, for there to be some type of football attrition? Do you see that coming? And I'll listen off air. Rock it out, guys.
All right. Thanks, Ryan. I don't think that it creates an issue, Jacob, of programs like Oklahoma State, Kansas State, Iowa State. I think that we're going to have to be creative about how things work. There's plenty of room at the inn for whatever kind of level of football that there is. But I don't think you drop programs. I don't think it changes anything at Kansas State other than, for instance, who they might be playing or who they're in with. If this is the type of thing that happens with the SEC, and you know what? My bet would be that it probably is more likely to happen than it isn't, to be really honest. There's going to be pushback in certain places in the SEC, most like Texas A&M, for instance. You know, as a native Texan, the relationship between Texas and Texas A&M anyway, it's certainly not even cordial. But be that as it may, it takes three quarters, as things sit right now, it takes three quarters of the SEC, a three quarters vote, to add teams into the loop. Texas and Oklahoma have more than enough money to bypass any considerations for buyouts, payouts to the league. They can weather any kind of storm. Where it leaves other football programs is, I think, and you kind of laid it out, is being creative in your restructuring. Do you partner with the Pac-12? Do you partner with the Mountain West? Do you partner with the American? There would be a lot of people in the Big 12 swallowing hard on the Mountain West or the American just because of the prestige factor. But no, I think there's plenty of room for people to continue to play football and continue to play football at a high level and continue to play football at a level in which they will reap good financial rewards. But I think what we're talking with the SEC is basically taking over the superstructure, or at least becoming the first superstructure in college football. And then maybe having, what, one or two others. So instead of a Power Five, maybe you got three power leagues. And look, there are other places, too. I mean, places with smaller stadiums. You know, you talked about Vanderbilt. What about Mississippi and places like that? There's just so many different things. We'll continue to wade into this. Feel free to call us, 869-1240, Sports Daily on a Thursday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.